Crash, Chapter 33, December 29th. They moved him to a regular hospital room. Some doctor said he's going to be okay. The more I hear, the more it sounds like okay means not dead. My mom says he has to learn to walk again. She says he doesn't talk too good and he doesn't remember stuff. I stopped asking her what else is wrong. I don't want to know. Christmas stunk. We did all the usual things, but it was like, I don't know, pizza without pepperoni. For the first time in my life, I had to be woken up Christmas morning. As usual, my parents had Christmas tapes playing when we came downstairs. For a minute there, I thought I was at the mall. The songs were always by the same singers, like a couple of prehistoric baboons named Perry Como and Bing Crosby. Perry? Bing? Do you believe the names people had in the old days? Our piles were bigger than ever. I got a Dan Marino football. I got my own VCR and two tapes to add to my collection. Swamp Thing and Sports Bloopers. I got a game from my Nintendo and LA Raider stuff, jacket, wristbands, and cap, and a bunch of other clothes. It was weird. All day long there were times when I forgot, when it all seemed regular, but it never lasted. It was like there was this grinning, twisted little demon following me around, and whenever I started to feel good, it would go, "Aha, you're forgetting," and it would whack me with a 2x4. Every year there's the same fight. Abby and I want to take our piles up to our rooms and start using them. My parents want them to stay under the world's most boring Christmas tree until New Year so people who come to visit can see them. Except nobody hardly ever visits. This year we didn't take no crap. We said, okay, you got 3 days. If nobody comes by then, the stuff goes up, and that's what happened. And now the only stuff under the tree is scooters. My mom says we'll keep everything just so until he gets home. The bad part about that is that the tree is fake, so it will last and last. Come on, Scooter. After the red shoes, I did get him a real present, a book about ships of the U.S. Navy. I'm not sure what to do with the shoes. I wrapped them up. Then I was going to throw them away. But then I thought, wait, maybe they're a good luck charm. Who knows what bad could happen if you dump them. So they're under my bed.